Your sins will shape you so much in the afterlife that they will even make you possibly look like an animal. We're going to get into this really soon, so first let me share a few things with you. Once I was sitting at the table, and I remember I was sitting there eating, and I was having these random thoughts and random feelings, and I was suppressing them. I forget what they were, but let's say that they were feelings of anger. And I remember it was as if God showed me, right now, what's keeping them from coming out is your body. Your body controls them. Your body is like a filter where even if you have these different impulses or these different desires, you can keep them inside. But when you die, they will come out completely unfiltered and radiate like a radius around you and affect everyone around you, and everyone will be hearing them nonstop. That's the reason that we need purgatory. Now, in the book, My Conversation with Poor Souls, there's a part in the back where she explains this same reality, this insight that I had and others have had as well, was described perfectly in there. This is what it said. It said essentially the same thing, that our sins and our passions and our desires shape us, and they make our soul be a certain way. And what keeps us from becoming one with that is our body. But when we die, our soul becomes that. So for instance, if you're picking lust or anger or hatred or greed or some other sin, right now you're not one with it. But when you leave your body, you become what you have loved during your life. So if you have loved lust, if you have loved gluttony or greed or any of these things, this is what you will become. And this is what Princess Eugenie experiences. So she has this amazing encounter with this monkey. And you think, why is she encountering a monkey with these souls in purgatory? Well, she sees various of them that because of the sins that they have chosen, they have come to be shaped by that sin. And he was horribly shaped. He was a monkey from afar, but when she would get even closer, she would see even more gruesome things. And he explained it was because of the sins that he had chosen. He said that he had chosen one of the four sins that cries out to heaven. Now, I don't know if you knew that there are four sins that cry out to heaven. The first one is the murder of an innocent person. The second one is the sin of homosexuality. The third one is oppressing widows and orphans. And the fourth one is withholding wages of those that have earned it. Whenever people commit these sins, they cry out to heaven and they bring down the justice of God on that person and on earth. So some of this is the reason why not only must we believe and have faith in Jesus, must we exteriorly act holy, but we also need to worry about the way that we feel and think on the inside. Our inner passions, our inner thoughts, our inner impulses, we must purify, we must control, and we must overcome. Because if you're always angry, for instance, you will become anger when you die. And that's what you will be purifying in purgatory, etc., with the other seven deadly sins. My friends, if you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. As you can see, I am in a different location right now. I am in El Salvador, so I want to give you a tour of the beach house where I'm staying. So why are we here? I am originally from El Salvador, and my father is celebrating his 70th birthday. So my family decided to come here for about a week, and each day I will be giving you a small teaching on purgatory, as well as a preview of this beautiful country.